having good friends.
Yes, so that's very important.
And good friends in Dhamma. This is your Aramana Tipati-pati.
Aramana Upanishya or Aramana?
Aramana Upanishya. An object. The object is Aramana Tipati. The way accumulated.
What is the difference between Aramana Upanishya and Aramana Tipati?
When we talk about the Aramana itself,
yes,
that is the person of
yes, the one that you like. Yes.
Yeah, but when it's become your habit,
then it's Aramana.
Aramanupa. Nisya. It's no understanding of any reality. For example, when you touch, you think about I'm moving, right? Because it's not you who is moving the hand at all. Just only a reality appearing through one doorway, just that.
Practice little by little.
Yes, but when
practice or
when there is this idea of focusing on the slow movements, actually it's wrong practice, because it's an idea of somehow trying to catch the reality or focus on it or slow it down. So it's actually not understanding.
When she was practicing, it's a place very different from other centers. No method, no technique at all.
But no understanding.
I think it's
so
closer to.
If there is understanding, what is the characteristic of right awareness? It's here, but not the awareness which is conditioned to arise. So it's not the clear comprehension at all.
It's wrong to look for understanding, right? Understanding arise when they're not conditioned.
It's still you watching, trying so hard. But actually, what should be eliminated is that which is there that you take for self.
How again?
So it's you who would like to get it. So you'd like to have the idea of how can I?
So instead of understanding or being aware, just trying to get something for oneself.
Yeah, at moment of understanding the teachings or reality, one cannot stop thinking of the virtues of Buddha. Without him, it's impossible to hear about this. And you don't have anyone as your refuge anymore, only one person, Buddha, and his teachings.
She said that with the explanation, for example, from Ajahn, how do you know about that?
Depending on accumulation. If you have accumulated lots of understanding, you'll be like me.
Yeah. Yeah,
very rare, especially in this time, today. Okay.
And if there's any understanding at all, so I'm helpful to be attached to it too, because it's already gone and always back to this moment. So whether it's ignorance or attachment or seeing, we're just conditioned down or so.
Yeah,
has to be in the end detachment from whatever is conditioned.
And when you say that listening to the right Dharma is one of the conditions for the arising of Dharma, so the right Dharma here refers to the right explanation about realities. It also refers to the Dharma which is suitable to the person who is listening.
It depends on the listeners. It depends on the accumulation of the listeners. The Dharma is always beautiful, so true, but it depends on how much you can get it.
So I think, like, for example, like the Buddha, I think he, like the Arahants, they can also explain the truth, but they don't know the accumulations of the listener, like the Buddha.
Never, never the same.
Even Sai Buddha couldn't know like the Buddha.
Yeah. Even one word, Dhamma, if you understand thoroughly, one can become Arahata. Because it covers all kinds of realities.
Arahanta is too far away.
But comparing the moment, see, after seeing there's no akusala, panya is there. And that's the development of understanding. Otherwise, panya is not keen enough to eradicate the idea of self from seeing.
One day we were discussing about many things, and then some of us were wondering about the karma formed by the thought. When you have a thought of doing something, and then we don't do it, then that thought still has some vipaka, right? It will have some vipaka in the future.
Can you know whether this citta moment can be what stage of karma to condition result? Can you know that? So it's only just a speculation. Not understanding reality right now enough to know. So people are usually lost in the forest of words or ocean of words. You lose the interest to understand reality right then, because you are drawn away from this moment.
Sugar and milk?
To thinking about it only. That you cannot really get it or understand it like Buddha.
So there are a lot of questions that are not necessary. There are many questions.
It depends on whether you can really understand it or not. Not just listen and no idea about this moment, but it's the result of what level of karma.
So only the moments of understanding are the moments of practice.
I think that people cling to the word practice, but what does it mean? To do something or understanding?
When she talks about practice,
just think about sati, but what is sati and when does sati arise? No idea.
Yeah. So for example, when she is aware, but only aware about concepts.
Without understanding, there are no conditions for awareness to arise.
Because it's all I am aware.